The Lion and the Mouse. Once upon a time, a mighty lion was fast asleep when he felt a tickle up and down his spine. He was so drowsy that he immediately fell back into sleep until he felt the tickle yet again. He saw that it was a mouse causing the tickle as it ran playfully over his back. In the blink of an eye, the mighty lion snatched up the tiny mouse and pinched it between his long and terrible claws. The lion's teeth, each one, stood taller than the little mouse. The lion was about to squeeze the mouse to death and be done with him when the mouse, who was terrified and shaking in his tiny boots, said to the lion, "Oh, great brother lion, king of all beasts, please do not kill me for my trespass. I knew not that I was trampling on you, good sir. If you will see fit to let me live, perhaps some day I may repay your generosity towards such a harmless creature as myself." With that, the lion let go with a roaring laugh so loud that the entire jungle was stilled. "Oh, my little friend, I know not what a timid little mouse like you can ever do for a lion such as myself, but today you have brought me the treasure of a good laugh, and so I will spare your tiny life. Away with you, little creature." But lo and behold, one day as the mighty lion surveyed the jungle that was his kingdom, he fell prey to a hunter's trap and found himself ensnared in a tangle of ropes. No matter how hard he fought and roared and lashed out with his claws, he could not free himself from the clever trap. The little mouse heard the fuss from far away and said to himself, "I know that roar. That is my friend the lion who spared my life. He sounds as if he's in much distress. I shall go to him and see what is the matter." When he came to a clearing, he saw the mighty lion high above him, dangling from a tree limb and wrapped in a wide net. The mighty lion was tired beyond measure and crying large lion tears from his terrible plight. He saw the mouse and said, "A little mouse, oh, look at me, I am done. The hunter will surely find me here soon, and I will not live to roar my roar ever again. Little mouse, how I wish you were mighty and tall enough to free me from these ropes that bind me." Without a word, the little mouse scampered up the tree, ran out onto a limb, and climbed down to the ropes that encircled the lion's massive body. With his sharp little rodent teeth, he gnawed at one rope. Then he gnawed at another rope, and another, and all of a sudden the lion fell with a great plop to the jungle floor. "Oh, mighty lion," the little mouse finally spoke, "you misjudged me entirely. You should always remember that great things sometimes come in very small packages."